We're grateful to them for being with us today. There has been an engagement along the way with the Huron Consulting Group, and so we're looking forward to their thoughts. Our own Walt Knorr is going to address the presentation on where we stand today, economically, financially, with the enterprise, and that will also be important for us to understand. I'm very happy that as a separate part of our agenda, we will hear from the deans, not only on their views of today, their vision of the future, but also their reactions to what they've heard in the morning. The breakout groups are important as well, and thanks to Dr. Keyes for spending a lot of time on organizing the groups. This is where we can really get into answering some of the top-level questions, but can talk in whatever way the breakout group chooses to get to the heart of some of these difficult issues. Then we're going to return at 3:30, and the lucky people who are the reporters get to give us their reports with the help of their scribes from the breakout sessions. And then the even more difficult part of this will come in the future as we assess what we've learned and continue to respond to the world we live in. So thank you, everyone, again for the enormous amount of time that's already been put into our materials, and thank you for giving your best thinking today.
Very good. Thank you, Pam, and thank you for all the time you've invested in helping organize and put this together. I'd like now to ask President Easter to comment on the retreat and the questions that we will consider today. Bob?
Thank you, Chairman McMillan, and welcome, everyone. Not to be melodramatic, but this is an important day, I believe, in the history of the University of Illinois. I'm a consumer of health services. I'm not an expert, but we have assembled in the room people who have a very profound understanding of the field, and in particular the changes that are undergoing and face us as we move into the future. I'm conscious that about 100 years ago there was a publication of a Flexner report that changed the landscape for medicine in this country, and we seem to be at a time in our national dialogue where there will be changes that occur that we have, because of the breadth of our programs here on this campus and beyond, an opportunity particularly to be in a leadership position around how medical services going forward are delivered to a vast population of those with resources and those who have limited resources. So the conversation today is a starting point. I don't expect at all that we'll arrive at immediate decisions about we're just going to leave at the end of the day knowing exactly what we're going to do. But I do believe that today will provide a firm basis for the kinds of conversations that we will take over the next several months. I do believe also that we have to come to decisions soon, because the landscape is moving forward, and for our position to be that which we would aspire for it to be, we have to be prepared to make what will be perhaps sometimes difficult but critical positions. Those in attendance at the hospital committee last week, I heard some perspectives on this already. I do want to share a letter that I received recently, came to my desk from a person who had been a patient in our hospital. And this individual said this: "Dear Mr. Easter, I'm grateful to these teams who made a difference in my life there and beyond. Everyone in this world has a different story to tell, but in mine, I want to thank you and acknowledge those who are not here for money. They're here because what they were called to do, and embrace it with kindness, humility, care, respect, and if you let them, love and miracles. While I hope these surgeries were a success, these teams were the reasons that I am now home now." That's a perspective of someone who received a service from us. I don't know the individual. The letter was completely unsolicited. But it reminds us of the important role that we play as a educational and research enterprise, but also a provider of services within a community here in Chicago. And the expectations that that community has around our ability to provide those services. That for me was an inspirational message to come to my desk. specific questions, Chairman McMillan, that we want to focus on?